This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, here we are to review officially. This is the official place for you to find out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio every week at this time. Michael Harrison joins me. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top stories, top talk topics of the week from number 10 to number 1. We'll take apart some of this material, talk about some other things that you may not have heard discussed this week on your favorite programs, and then go through the list of people. I always like it when we have ties, because we've created this format, Michael. You've created it, really. We have these 10 items, but then there are so many different things. There's so much to talk about, so many different people to talk about. We've got to do 10A. 10B,
well, you
10C.
Know, this is the official. You said it before. The officialness has great demands. I mean,
yes.
You know, there's a great responsibility to being the official source of this information.
As opposed to the BSing source of it.
Now, in truth, this is basically just a weak excuse to talk about the top issues. I would
for us
say,
or for other people.
No, what I'm saying is that where do you separate the presidential race from the vice presidential debate, or immigration policy from politics? I mean, it all overlaps. So we try to make sense of it. It's people love horse races and people love lists, and we take it very seriously in terms of trying to be as accurate as possible, but we don't claim more accuracy than is humanly possible. And these things are very difficult to slice and dice, as if we were talking, you know, about beans on a shelf. So that being said, here are the 10 most talked about stories of the week. Our very serious, slightly inaccurate survey. At number 10, we have...
Who's going to point out where it's inaccurate, you or me?
Well, that whole official thing.
Yes.
Maybe I'll tell you a funny story. The word official is very funny to me.
I will. Tell us the story, and then I'll tell you a story.
Let's get through this. Let's get through this, the most important part of the show.
Yes,
blow
it
off.
Is.
Let's blow off the most important part. At number 10, NFL action. At number 9, the Major League Baseball playoffs. Sorry to all my Mets friends. At number and congratulations to our Giants friends. At number 8, the Kardashian jewelry heist. At number 7, the NSA contractor arrested. The WikiLeaks doc drop a threat. At number 6. At number 5, the U.S. immigration policy. Number 4, Hurricane Matthew, and that probably is the most important story right now.
It is,
in terms
yeah.
of how it affects real people, and talk about terrorism. The thing killed over 200 people on one island alone.
It's the chemtrails that have made it this bad, by the way.
Well, it's this is real life. This is real
yeah.
crisis. And number 3, the Syria civil war, and that's tied with U.S.-Russia tensions. Those are related. The vice presidential debate that we witnessed at number 2. And number 1, the presidential race, which is, as I said, connected. 10 most talked about people. Number 10, the beloved or hated Tom Brady. At number 9, Kim and Kanye. At number 8, Harold Martin III and Edward Snowden. At number 7, Julian Assange. At number 6, Vladimir Putin. Number 5, Bill Clinton. Number 4, Pence and Kane. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. And number 1, Donald Trump.
Pence and Kane sound like a plumbing company.
Yes, Pence and Kane will unclog your pipes.
And then you got Harold Martin III and Edward Snowden. Most people, Martin is in his 50s.
Martin's
he was
a
the one that was he was the one arrested by the contractor arrested by the feds, worked for the NSA, mm-hmm. who's trying to be like Edward Snowden, but wasn't very good at it because he got caught. So, but it brings to the surface another discussion that ought to have different. There ought to be different components to these discussions about our privacy, about what the government is learning about us, about, in essence, person of interest, a TV show, coming to life. Because that really is what we're talking about here. This more and more becomes so obvious to any of us. The whole idea of privacy is dead, dead, dead. And what these, but I don't know that I would mind, well, I do mind anybody nosing around in what's my own personal affair, but to have the government listening or the ability to listen, for what reason? I mean, is everybody a crook? Is everybody guilty until proven, assumed guilty? Because that's what we've become. Instead of innocent until proven guilty, it's now like the British law requires that you know, you're guilty under British law until you prove your innocence. And that's one of the things, the movie that comes out, I think it's this weekend, Michael, about the Holocaust. You remember that story from a number of years ago? I don't know if you've seen the trailer for this movie. Rachel Weisz, is that how you pronounce the name, W-E-I? I think it's Weisz or Weisz. Some people say Weisz.
I always called her Weisz, but it could be Weisz. Weisz and Weisz are both the same word. But
she's a Holocaust defender in the eyes of the world. She works for an organization that was sued by a guy and this was 10, 12, 13, 14 years ago, who claimed there was no Holocaust. We've all talked about this. And this guy said that when she went to teach at colleges or when she'd be asked to speak, this guy would always show up and say, there was no such thing as the Holocaust. You're lying. And so she put him in his place and he sued her. And she had to prove that there was a Holocaust. That's what the movie is all about. But, you know, under the circumstances, you take some of these things and you wonder how far, I bring it up as an example of how far do you go with a story or an idea?
Well, we have to have a common understanding of what we consider to be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If everything is debatable, well, you say the sky is blue.
And there is no truth.
But we have to have some kind of guidelines to be able to have a society and communicate. Otherwise, we're just going to devolve into chaos. For example, suppose the sky is blue. It's a clear day, and I say the sky is blue, and you say no, it's not. It may be blue to you, but how do it may not be blue to me. And then we get into this whole debate over whether the sky is blue, and then you call me a liar. That's what's happening in our society.
Yes.
People are so distrusting now of any kind of authority, of any kind of institution, of journalism, of
because
newspapers.
Because it's been abused. Our trust has been abused.
Right, so
and
we now don't
that proves
know.
It is what this NSA contractor and what Snowden and Assange and all these other people have. They have proven without a doubt that the government is abusing its power and the privilege of governing. Excuse me, did I interrupt your train of thought?
No, I'm listening to you, but we had a little digital glitch between us.
Oh, all right. So now, I basically said what was on my mind with regard to these things and whether the difference between the truth, whatever the truth is, we all have truths. My truth might be different than yours, but it doesn't get in the way of facts. Facts are facts. You can't dispute a fact. You can dispute what you think the truth is.
Well, people are disputing the facts because they're disputing the authorities that say they are facts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're disputing the books. They're disputing the authors. They're disputing the schools, the professors, the journalists, the institutions, whether it's the government, whether it's the church, or whether it is a newspaper. And, look, critical thinking is a good thing. We're not talking about believing everything because it comes from authority. That's wrong in the opposite extreme. We've got to get back to a balance where common sense prevails, and we have to get back to the balance where it seems with reasonable evidence that a majority of the people are good, that people want good.
Yep.
And we seem to be out of whack.
We're there, but the news media is not. And because on News Talk Radio, we tend to talk about what's in the news and then what the news media is covering and where we get a lot of our information, that's where the rhubarb starts. I think.
To a certain degree. There's other factors. A lot of people just like to, the word in the industry is throw bombs, meaning just say things for the sake of creating controversy. The Internet is crawling with trolls, people that just join conversations and then throw out incendiary remarks just to upset the apple cart. And to a certain degree, freedom of speech, that's good. To a certain degree, but when that becomes just rampant,
but who decides? It's like the definition of obscenity. Nobody can agree on what obscene, you know, in a collective sense, what's obscene. So how do we?
This is the human dilemma. The dilemma is that we want to be free, we want to be open-minded, we want to be individualistic. However, if we're so free, so open-minded, and so individualistic that we can't come to any kind of consensus, then society crumbles. This has always been the challenge facing humanity, and it obviously continues to be the challenge.
Yep, it does. Michael Harrison with Doug Stephan on the countdown at 17 past the hour.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In store only.
Guys, now's the time to stock up on your favorite pairs of Levi's jeans to look great this fall. Hurry into JCPenney to find Levi's at their lowest prices of the season. Like Guys 514 straight fit jeans for just $34.99. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 10-6 to 10-10. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 9-6 to 10-24. Offers and coupons do not apply.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
The overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison, who for decades has been the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, has his fingers on the pulse. He is always the go-to person when the news media wants to come up with something. They usually misquote him, get him wrong, they usually don't understand. And whenever you're interviewed or I'm interviewed or anybody's interviewed and you look at what comes out and it's usually a mess, you got to wonder, was it just us that they screwed up or the story, or is it every story they screw up? I think that's something we all think of way too often, frankly. It's 21 after the hour in this week's countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
After the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio, thanks to the work of Michael Harrison and his crew. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We've been discussing the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zip-a-dee-doo-da, zip-a-dee-a. That's a moldy oldie.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Yeah. All right, so let's take a couple of these things that are in here and take them apart a little bit. The situation in the Middle East, where Syria says it'll scale back its bombing of the city of Aleppo, the city that Gary Johnson didn't know existed, to allow the people who live there to evacuate. This is going on and on. Can you imagine what a field day, and I bet you nobody's taking this approach on the air, what a field day this sort of situation is for the military-industrial complex around the world, all of this stuff. The bombing goes on every day of the week and every day of the year. There's some kind of war going on someplace where lots of ordnance is being used. And in this circumstance, there is this civil war continuing and what the Russians are doing. And it just, whether people take that approach. Do you think that because a lot of the stations are right of center, they don't like to take that approach because it's not considered good for business?
I don't know if it's not considered good for business. It may not be considered good for ratings, which then, of course, relates to business. But when you say that, it's as if the radio stations are in business with the ammunitions and the...
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying that that it seems to be the right of center position is that military is good, no matter what. We got to have more money for the military, more money to spend on armaments, more money for tanks and guns and ships and planes.
Well, yeah, on the surface, that's the case. But if you scratch the surface a little deeper, both sides, the left and the right, support military. You know, somehow we have this perception that the conservative voices of America are the ones that are for war, and the liberal voices of America are for peace. But it isn't true. The major voices on both sides, the Democrats and the Republicans, whether it's Hillary or it's Trump or it was Obama or Mitt Romney, the result is the same. More and more war.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Lyndon Johnson was the one who escalated the Vietnam War. He was a Democrat and a progressive. And he was a total progressive. And he made that war happen. Our military involvement in places, although in some places we pulled out, now we pull in, it's very complicated. But Obama, he ran on the platform of getting out and ending all this stuff, and it never happened.
Well, does it not happen because the reality is that the military-industrial complex has its claws so deeply embedded into the Congress, the Senate, the presidency, and that when they say certain things before they get elected, and then they go, they look around and they see where their reelection money comes from, what it takes to support and run the government, all of these things, we become patsies to these people.
Yes, to a large degree. Unfortunately, the result of the military-industrial complex, which exists all around the world, has created situations where it's not that easy to back out. It's not that easy to just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Walking away has its consequences as well. It's not like there aren't evil, dangerous, aggressive, militaristic, killing forces out there that do want to destroy good people.
Yep.
So it's not that easy. But yes, that is one of the roots of the bigger picture of problems that humanity faces.
One of the biggest disappointments I saw on the list this week, Michael, frankly, was the fact that you left out the appointment of a new UN Secretary General.
Well, I didn't leave it out. It wasn't in the top ten. Talk radio left it out.
Can you imagine not talking about the new UN Security Secretary General?
Well, that's nothing to talk about. It. It's just that it wasn't as big as Hurricane Matthew.
No. Not now or ever. 28 minutes past the hour. The facilities management industry is advancing in scope and value through unprecedented unification. Here's Jake Curtis to explain what I've just tried to explain, and he's probably going to do a much better job of explaining it than I did.
In today's challenging job market, it's worth considering facilities management, a global industry worth about $1.12 trillion annually. Maureen Ehrenberg, chair of the board, International Facility Management Association, explains.
Until now, fragmentation has been a barrier to the professional recognition, knowledge sharing, and establishing common principles in facility management. But through the landmark collaboration between IFMA and the RICS, we are standardizing qualifications and elevating credibility internationally. So this defines the scope and potential of a career in FM like never before.
How does this translate to jobs? Demand is expected to grow faster than forecasted as new global protocols and a united career map take shape and boost professional recognition for the industry. For more, go to define.fm. Now you're in the know.
If it seems like the last time you changed your antifreeze was when cassette tapes were all the rage, it's time to pick up a gallon of Prestone antifreeze at Napa for only $12.99. It's the best way to protect your engine from the harsh elements. And unlike cassettes, paying $12.99 for a gallon of Prestone antifreeze never gets old. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 11/13/16.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Talk radio coast to coast.
Four after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show continues with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here, leading, directing, going in and around and up and down some of the things that we think deserve your attention. I think there are things that I call them countdown extras. Every once in a while, there's something. I was being facetious a little bit about the new director of the UN. But I'm not being facetious when I make a moment or two of time, Michael, to talk about this ruling this past week. A judge has thrown out a lawsuit claiming police have used excessive force against protesters in Ferguson, Missouri, in any number of circumstances after the death of Michael Brown. The judge issued a 74-page ruling in which he sided with the police, saying protesters had completely failed to present any credible evidence that any of the actions taken by these individuals were taken with malice or were committed in bad faith. There was a lawsuit filed by 9 people who lived in Ferguson for $40 million against the city of Ferguson. And we all know, and after this, the results of this hearing were published locally, there were more riots, tear gas and that kind of stuff, because people were upset that the protesters were upset because they didn't like the results. That's what's happening in America and maybe around the world, too. We don't like something, let's burn a car. Let's throw a rock through a window. Let's protest. And so there's a hard line for the police to follow here, in a manner of speaking. But I also think that where there's smoke, there's fire. So once again, we're back to what we were talking about earlier, facts versus the truth. What's the truth? We know that we feel strongly one way or another, whether they overreact or they don't react strongly enough. But the facts are those ugly little things that get in the way. And one of the great conversations I heard on a program, as a matter of fact, when we were in New York this week at the tribute to Dr. Joy Brown, I was listening to a radio program, an evening show in the hotel room, and this discussion took place as to whether this was fair and just. And then there was a whole conversation about the police and how many police. There were 803. I learned all these things in this conversation. 803 black men killed by white police officers last year in our country. And I don't know what this does other than it gives you information. Does it throw gasoline on the fire of these discussions? I don't think so. You know, half as many white people were shot by black officers as black people shot by white officers. Things like that. That sort of do what you said earlier. Do they really add to the discussion or do they make it worse?
Well, I mean, all of this comes from frustration,
yeah.
From people boiling over. Once violence starts, there's not necessarily a right or a wrong. There's just that's when you need to have communication. You need to have diplomacy. You need to have peacemaking, and you need to have goodwill. If you don't have those things, then it'll just keep spiraling out of control, which historically we've seen throughout history. That type of thing happens, leads to revolutions, leads to riots, leads to civil wars. It's not good. Not good.
Well, the thing that it points to, for me anyway, because I'm an inquisitive sort, I always want to get the bottom line. I have the whys, the hows, why. Here's something that I also got out of the discussion. That detectives in cities have better track records than others for solving murders, homicides. For example, in Las Vegas, they clear 8 out of 10 cases. So that means 2 out of every 10 never get solved. And what came to mind was the circumstance of a friend of mine in town, as a matter of fact, lived right up the street from me, 56 years old, was called. He was a social worker, and he was called to this woman's home at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he ended up getting murdered by who knows who. They can't seem to figure out. His death has been not, there's no ruling on his death, so he can't, family can't collect on his insurance and all the other things because they can't figure out what happened to him. They can't find the person who murdered him.
Well, if you look at statistics, most crimes go unsolved.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, crime pays.
What are the police
statistically
doing?
Crime pays. Mm-hmm. I was surprised when you said, 8 out of 10 or something, they do
get solved in Las Vegas, yeah.
Well, I don't know how
you think that's
that
a high number?
Of course. Of course it's a high number. 8 out of 10 crimes in Las Vegas are solved?
No, or murders.
Murders maybe. Maybe murders. But certainly not crimes. Mm. Most crimes are, many crimes people don't even know they happened.
They're not even reported.
They're not even reported, let alone solved.
All right. Let's then, we go from the serious to the sublime. All of these reports across the country of the menacing clowns, we even had it here in my hometown of Framingham, whether you've had it where you are out in the Springfield area, Western Massachusetts. All of these, there are hoaxes every single day, but the police are not ignoring these reports because, every once in a while, one of them is going to turn out to be true. that there is a there are clowns, there are people dressing up as clowns that are abducting young girls, that are molesting college girls, that are doing all kinds of things, and it's scaring the pants off. It's just another way to scare, and the news media playing on it, scaring people. And some of these faces, some of these masks you see, are pretty scary.
Isn't that funny? Clowns are now scary.
Yes.
What will eventually happen?
When I grew up, this is what we listened to. Well, it's Clarabelle.
If this were to continue, eventually what we will see as national security is it will be illegal to wear masks.
Mm-hmm. Wear them in a bank. You can't wear a hat in a bank. Can't wear sunglasses in a bank.
Right. Right. It'll be, you know, illegal to trick-or-treat. It'll be, well, actually, I don't know if I would mind that. I like trick-or-treating when I was a kid. I don't like it as an adult. Or I don't like it in this world. Trick-or-treating is something that I think is of another era. But the idea of wearing costumes and hiding your face in the age of, you know, malicious clowns and terrorism and crime and distrust. Oh, I don't know whether or not masks, costumes are going to be legal in another 5 or 10 years if we keep going at this rate. And I'm speaking hypothetically, folks. I'm not predicting that. I'm just saying is that, you know, it is dangerous for somebody to be able to go around with a mask.
And the Lone Ranger.
Well, hey, look at these legends: Lone Ranger, Zorro, Batman. Mm-hmm. These good guys with
Superman.
Superman didn't wear a mask; he took his glasses off.
Yeah, right.
Clark Kent had the disguise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who was Superman? Was he really Superman and Clark Kent the secret identity, or was he really Clark Kent and Superman the secret identity? I wonder how Superman really felt inside.
My God, I've never thought
I've been worrying about that all my life.
My heavens. All right, well, let's think about it for a moment as we have this pause in the action at 43 past the hour. You're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show, a review of what's going on in the world of news talk, information, and conversational radio.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Get to Kohl's Thursday through Monday because friends and family like you take an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off on top of already low sale prices store-wide, which makes three-quarter zip fleece for him only $14.39 and V-neck fleece for her just $9.59. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 10-6 to 10-10. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Grandmothers in the future may very well say, a smartphone means a lazy brain. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists are closely studying the impact smartphones have on your daily life. Sadly, they are finding that these devices are slowly taking over our ability to think for ourselves. There are two types of thinking, intuitive and analytic. Analytical thinkers work harder at problems, using brain power to seek logical solutions. Intuitive thinkers rely more on outside help, like smartphones, to find information they may otherwise have figured out on their own. Our brains naturally tend towards mental shortcuts, so having your Android or iPhone handy can be a bit too enticing. This is a bad thing. When you replace thinking with a prosthetic brain, over-relying on simplified problem-solving, well, as grandmother might have said, you use it or lose it.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help prepare and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Hi, here we are, 46 after the hour, continuing with our overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who not only is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, but he also does a video podcast every week called Up Close and Far Out. This weekend, you have the amazing Kreskin.
Yes, it's an audio podcast, not a video podcast.
What did I say?
You said a video podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You look so good. Wouldn't you like to be in pictures?
Well, it's the theater of the mind. The video of your mind. Hey, with Kreskin. I interviewed Kreskin.
Why? What did you
mean? I don't know. He made me. He forced me to.
He put it out there in the ethos and
all of a sudden I said,
you came.
Must interview Kreskin.
He often is a debunker of others who do what he does.
Yeah, he's cool. He's the real deal. I said to him, Kreskin, I know your secret, and I'm going to reveal it right now. He goes, oh? I said, yes, get ready. I'm now going to reveal your secret. You are a supernatural being. And he laughed. Because he claims not to be. The truth is, he is supernatural.
Well, we all are, to a certain extent.
Yes. He's an intuit.
We all have it.
He's an intuit. The word psychic is too much for me. I like the word intuitive.
Well, psychic is overused. I'm with you. I like that.
Yeah. People who claim to be psychics are usually phonies, capitalizing on people's weakness and people's yearning to have answers to questions that are hard to attain. People that call themselves intuitive are far more honest.
Yep, intuitives. My friend Uri Geller is like that. And he and Kreskin don't get along at all. But it's because one...
Why?
Because Kreskin doesn't think he's the real thing. And Uri basically said the same thing about him, so they go back and forth, and nobody gets it. Uri would be a good one for you actually to have on up.
I don't like any of those kind of guys. The only reason I had Kreskin was because, as I said, I was compelled to by the power of suggestion.
Right. Exactly.
Now, I talked to him about the power of suggestion in the media. In other words, I focus on something that has to do with the real world we live in.
Yep.
And the media does have hypnotic and suggestive power. And we got into that, and he's an expert on that. And he was pretty good in terms of his answers. It's a good conversation. But I am not a fan of psychics, astrologers, hypnotists, all that stuff. I think it comes under the heading of another branch of charlatanism.
Mm-hmm. I'd give Charlotte a bad name, actually. I don't know her having anything to do with that.
But I do believe we all have a little bit of
the other thing to look forward to, and it'll be part of, when you go to Talkers.com, you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. This week, you're doing your own version. Talkers is doing a version of a discussion debate between left-of-center hosts and right-of-center hosts with a focus on the presidential election. So when will that be? Like next week at this time, it'll probably be available for audio and video, yes? On Talkers.com?
Next week, on Friday of next week. Yeah, next week at this time, it won't be available for a few days, so give us 2 weeks.
But it'll be,
right.
Tom Hartman, Hugh Hewitt, Joyce Kaufman, Chris DeGaulle, Larry O'Connor, and Joe Madison participating in that event. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here, I'm Doug Steffen at 10 minutes before the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in-store only.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Talk radio countdown. 53 past the hour now. The talk radio review continues, this time from the aspect of the legal side of some of these stories, thanks to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a lawyer and a college law professor, an expert on scams and identity theft as well. The legal woes that will be created out of the hurricane. What insurance companies are going to get sued? That's what happened after the whole dust-up in New York, right? Weren't there a lot of these companies who said, you know, you don't have coverage for this or that? Isn't that always the cause of many lawsuits?
Yeah, it's almost, where do you start? Because on one end of the spectrum, you'll have insurance companies who are saying, oh, you didn't read the fine print, and there's never anything fine in fine print, and you're not covered. This is not storm damage. This is wind damage or whatever. So there are issues of that, although interestingly enough, if an insurance company is taking that tack, there are states that have, such as Massachusetts, and others, what they call unfair insurance practices settlements laws. And these can actually provide for triple damages. Who have been abused by insurance companies that are not acting responsibly in regard to either the way they interpret or even processing the claims. The flip side of that, though, is there will be scammers out there pretending to be adjusters, getting information, pretending to be FEMA, and they'll be there getting personal information and turning the victims into victims of identity theft.
So if you want to check out the way to avoid that, go to Steve's website, Scamaside. identityaside.com because he's one of the country's foremost experts on identity theft. Scamaside.com to see how you can work your way around that problem. One of the things that this week has become more of an issue than I think we've heard because we're getting closer to Halloween, all of these people that are running around with clown masks and what they're doing, you know, some of the stuff is just fun, supposedly. Some of it is not. Then people are asking the question, if we're going to not let people wear masks in public anymore, and that's been a suggestion by some legal authorities, what about burkas? How is wearing a burqa, if your entire face is covered, any different than wearing a mask? And what kind of legal water are we going to wander into with that?
Yeah, the whole thing would be, you know, and there again, it would actually be a First Amendment issue as far as freedom of expression.
You mean wearing burqas or wearing clown masks or both?
Well, the religion, certainly with the burqa, with the clown mask, well, maybe someone, you know, is as you and I mentioned off the air, worshiping Clarabelle. But, you know, the thing is, if you are going to limit an essential right and that right to dress like that in public, if you're going to do that, you have to have a compelling state interest. So it is not just enough that, gee, that would reasonably advance safety. It has to be compelling. And I think it would be a very difficult show in this country, maybe not in other countries, but in this country, to make a law regarding in public not being able to wear clown masks. Red rubber noses, perhaps, but
yeah,
that's a whole other issue.
Harold Martin III tried to be like Edward Snowden, but didn't do so well. He was the NSA contractor working for the same company that got arrested. So what happens to him? What does the law do with him now that he's in captivity? Or can he skate because of what Snowden did? And actually, what did he do other than blow the whistle on published stuff that probably needed to be published anyway?
You know, it's really tough because, you know, the more you look at people like Snowden. Now, Snowden, in particular, may have released data to foreign governments, but he also did expose the fact that the United States government was violating the privacy rights and violating the laws of Americans. You know, in this case, frankly, the first thing that crossed my mind was, you know, the old fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. How is the NSA not straightening out their act as far as greater security, particularly when it comes to contractors? So they don't want to put this guy on trial for a lot of reasons, and I think they'll probably come to some kind of settlement. But he's actually in a better bargaining position than many people might think, because a trial would result in a lot of embarrassing information coming out.
Well, the same kind of stuff. The WikiLeaks threat to drop some of those documents about Hillary Clinton is still lurking out there. Snowden's still got a lot of stuff. Look at the information on Yahoo this week. Wow. How do they even survive after that?
Well, we'll see if they do. I think that story isn't over.
No, not at all. Well, there's more stuff to be. If you haven't seen the movie Snowden, by the way, see it. Lawyers would love the movie, but just in general, so you see what's going on in this country. It's a very powerful movie. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney of record here on the Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.